Everybody, it's your girl Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, baby. And I hope everybody is doing good out there. I'm so happy to be with all of you today. I'm so excited because I have a guest today, and her name is Ernisha Hall, and she is one of the co-founders of the Virginia Black Business Directory. And you all know that I've been doing Buy Black Fridays for about 5 years, where every Friday, the idea, and I got the idea from Buy Black Economics. It wasn't one of my brainchild, but Buy Black Economics did it 5 years ago, and I just never let it go. But because I really believe that the only power that we have Blacks in America is our dollar. And unfortunately, I just feel like we give too much of that power away every single day. So the whole point with Buy Black Economics was to just take one day where we take our dollars out of the economy and only spend with Black businesses. If you couldn't spend with a Black business, then don't spend with nobody. If you didn't get your gas on Thursday, then just sit still until Saturday, that kind of thing. Because I think the idea is that, you know, sure, we would like to have all of our own Black businesses. We would like to be completely self-sufficient when it comes to, doing business with each other and not having to go outside of our community. But we're just not there right now. So the thinking is, if we took all of our money out on one day, then when, you know, big stores start recognizing, where's my money? On Friday, and then they find out, oh, the Blacks aren't spending with us, then maybe, you know, it would be, maybe Black lives would really matter at that point. I'm just putting it out there. So one of the things that I think that we need as a community is a directory, you know, almost like back in the day, the Green Book, you know, but I've seen directories pop up, and they don't really get the traction that they need to really be significant. And I'd really like to see us do better with having a real business directory for Black businesses. So in, you know, my being online and looking at different things, I noticed this one directory in Virginia, and it's the Virginia Black Business Directory. And I am so proud to have the co-founder, Ernisha, with us today, because I think that this could be the one, y'all. I really think that if we just start out, you know, with the DMV and invest and help and uplift this directory, that we could create synergistic relationships with other Black businesses, and we could basically stimulate our own economy. And that's what's up. So I invited Ernisha here today to tell us about the Virginia Black Business Directory and just give us some information. But before I do that, I want to properly introduce the sister. So Ernisha Hall migrated from New York City to Virginia 11 years ago with the goal of providing a better quality of life for her then 5-year-old daughter. Having studied forensic psychology and social work, her goal was to find a career path that would help at-risk or underserved populations of people. Currently, she and her wife are raising their 16-year-old daughter in Fredericksburg, Virginia, while running a successful business, NIRAE LLC, and the nonprofit organization Virginia Black Business Directory, or VABBD. Ernisha and Tracy Hall established NIRAE in 2018, a SWAM-certified minority-owned small business. NIRAE LLC is a website, graphic design, and branding company. And since establishing NIRAE Ernisha has had the pleasure of meeting several wonderful business owners within the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area, or otherwise known as the DMV. And throughout the growth of the company, Nairay began servicing clients throughout the United States, securing more than 200 clients to date. Additionally, Nairay has become one of the top-rated graphic design companies in the area, with more than 100 reviews and rating 5 stars on Google. Nairay was awarded Business Startup of the Year and Mentor of the Year by the Greater Fredericksburg Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. The mission of Nairay is to elevate small minority-owned businesses by designing professional, high-quality marketing products that build brand awareness and reputation to increase their revenue and business longevity. Ernisha has always had a passion for helping others. She has a BA in forensic psychology, a master's in business, and a master's in social work, each degree preparing for the position she holds today. Along with Nairay, Ernisha also co-founded and is the executive director of the Virginia Black Business Directory and Black DMV Magazine. Together with the Virginia Black Business Directory and Black DMV Magazine offer a platform where the success of the Black entrepreneurship can be recognized and celebrated. Today, with her wife, Tracy Hall, Ernisha continues to make strides and build the directory into a nonprofit organization. Co-leading with Tracy and 3 successful business owners in the Fredericksburg region, their team works to fulfill the mission of the Virginia Black Business Directory, which is to bridge the gap in wealth by connecting minority-owned businesses to consumers, creating networking initiatives, providing educational opportunities, and promoting community collaboration. Ernisha is a leader and business mentor in her community, and she truly believes we rise by lifting others. And I believe that too. And with that said, welcome to the show, Miss Ernisha.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm glad to have you on. And first, what part of New York are you from?
Jamaica, Queens.
Jamaica, Queens. Okay. I'm from Jersey, so not very far off. And I mean, I just said a mouthful with regard to who you are, but by all means, if there's anything else that you would like to start off by letting us know about yourself, please feel free to do that at this time.
I think that you definitely gave an amazing introduction. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I don't think that there's anything else to add as far as with regards to the introduction. I'm really just driven by making an impactful change in our community any way that I can. And it's through this directory that I'm learning that I can help others to elevate themselves and to increase their profit margin as business owners so that we can in some way be equal to our white counterpart.
I know. And you know something, what I really like is that your education, the work that you're doing with Nairay, it just like really strategically set you up to be prepared to do this. How long has the directory been in existence?
Well, almost 6 months. So I want to say next week will be 6 months because we started January 8th. Our official date will change because we started as a for-profit and quickly changed it to a non-profit because we didn't want this to be about making money. We wanted this to be about the people in the directory making money. So we did change it over to a non-profit. But January 8th would be the day that we officially launched the website and told the public about it. So it'll be 6 months and about 11 days.
Well, congratulations. And tell me this. So how many listers do you have at this point?
At this time, we have over 270 people, individuals who have purchased memberships. of those individuals, they may have listed anywhere from 1 to 3 of their businesses. So we have over 300 businesses listed in the directory so far.
That is so, that is amazing. And that is like one of the things that really attracted me to you, because first of all, when I see your IG page and you can tell, like all, like I said, all that experience that you have from NYRE, it shows. Because when I tell y'all, the presentations that the directory make are just absolutely amazing and eye-catching and professional. And the webpage, you know, when you go and you see the categories, that's eye-catching and very well put together. And what I see in the directory is a way for us to have one place to go to look for companies that we can support. So can you tell me a little bit about, you know, the categories that you represent or in the, that are represented in the directory, or just, you know, what type of listings are you looking for?
Absolutely. So with the directory, I do want to say we started off with the DMV and we started off with Virginia, and we expanded to the DMV because they are so close to us, DC and Maryland, as well as NYRE has a lot of clients in the DC, Maryland area. So we wanted to encompass this whole tri-state area in the directory so that we could support each other. We're so close, there's no reason why we shouldn't be patronizing each other's businesses. The categories that we have are inclusive of any type of business or entrepreneurship that is offered in this area, from accounting and tax services to art and culture. We even have community organizations, professional training and coaching. We have transportation services, insurance, specialty shops, information technology, mental health, physical health, cakes and bakeries. We are actually adding new categories every week. This week, we added a wine, spirits, and bartenders category because we learned that there are a lot of mobile bartenders in DMV. We also learned that there are a few people who own wineries, so we wanted to give them their own section to highlight what they are doing so that if people are looking to have their next event catered with a bartender, they know where to go.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I want you to tell me when you decided that this was what you and Tracy were going to do. And was there any particular thing that led you to it? So think about that for a second, and we're going to be right back. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, and I am joined today with Ernisha Hall. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to be right back. So don't go nowhere. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Hi, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond, here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. This podcast is designed for males and females from Generation X, Millennials, and Baby Boomers. Each week, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul will give insights on how to develop inspirations, your ideas, your own life and dreams and subconsciousness in your work, life, home, and business. Tune in on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Be there or be square.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed. And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And I am back with Ernisha Hall of the Virginia Black Business Directory. And as promised, I wanted to ask Ernisha, like, exactly when did she and Tracy decide to do the Virginia Black Directory and what prompted it?
So it was about a year ago that we talked about it, and we did not. The honest, transparent truth is I don't feel like Black people who own businesses are recognized. I don't feel like as individuals, the minority community has an equal platform, equal playing field in this world. So a year ago, we talked about wanting to start a directory because we're part of a group on Facebook called Stafford Black. It's a group that, you know, is mostly about the Fredericksburg, Stafford, Caroline County, the areas around here. There are business owners. Some are not business owners. There's a bunch of people in this group. But whenever they were looking for a Black-owned business, they'd go in the group and say, hey, does anyone know someone who does? And they would list it. It might be a barber that they're looking for or someone who can paint their home or do some remodeling. So last year, we talked about starting it, and we knew we just didn't have the time to commit. One of the things that you said earlier, Charlotte, was that you've seen some of these directories, you know, not in these exact words, but they've dropped the ball. I've gone on some directory websites and they have not been updated in years. Or they're listing people who may not even know that they're listed. They're listing businesses that are closed. Aesthetically, it's not providing you with the information. And therefore, the business owners listed are losing out because you're not wanting to utilize the website. So we wanted to provide something that would be utilized, that would be easy on the eyes, fun to see, but also a professional design, because we want our minority community to be able to receive the same opportunities as everyone else. So one day in January 8th, and it's so funny because it all started in one day. Tracy was sleeping and I was sitting in the office and I didn't really have much work to do that day. And I decided to design the website. Just like that, I was like, hey, I'm just going to start the website. And I started designing the website. Tracy woke up. She finished the website out. We registered the business. And that is how the directory came to be on that specific day. But more than anything, you know, I just want a platform where we can learn to collaborate with one another. Mm-hmm. This is not just a directory for consumers. It's also a directory for business owners to learn to collaborate with one another, to learn how to, when they need resources, if you're an event planner and you're looking for a venue, I want you to come to this directory and find a venue that is Black-owned. If you are looking to buy a house, I want you to come to this directory and find a real estate agent or broker that is a minority in your community. That is what the Black Business Directory is for. Did that answer your question?
It does. It really does. And what I really like about that story is that you just did it.
Yes.
You just did it. You know, it was like, you know, you thought about it, you talked about it, and one day you just got up and did it. And so many times, and I'm telling you right now, I believe in this project. I really do. And I am going to be so grateful, and so many other people are going to be so grateful that you just got up and did it. You did it. You know, you passed the ball over to Tracy. She did her part, bit, bat, boom, and you got it moving and you're committed to it, even with, you know, still being in the NYRA business. And I just think that story right there in and of itself is so important. And if we're going to do something, and I'm just putting this out there, if we're going to do it, let's do it, y'all. You can't open up a business and then, you know, name it, make a web page or make a Facebook page, and then go about your other life. It takes work. It takes commitment. You got to let people know what you're doing. So speaking of letting people know what you're doing, we got to take one more break. And then when I come back, I'm gonna ask Ernisha how we can help to get the word out about the directory and maybe, you know, get people to come on and subscribe and use it. And so we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be right back. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, and I will be right back. Thank you.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at Lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And I'm here with Ernisha Hall, co-founder of Virginia Black Business Directory. And as we get near to the end of our broadcast today, I just wanted to ask about whether or not there's an app that we can go to and what we can do to help Ernisha to build this great directory.
Right. Thank you. So, yes, there is a mobile app. We knew instantly that this could not be successful, not just without the businesses listed, but without a platform that was user friendly. So we do have the Virginia Black Business Directory located on the Apple platform and the Google Play platform. So you can go to those stores on your phone and download the app for free. You can look it up by VA Black Business Directory or VABBD, which is the short version of the name. And you can download the app. The goal is that, you know, if you come to the DMV to visit, or if you live here, or if you're moving here, you can utilize this app to find the services that you're looking for. Real estate agents are going to be able to list their properties on this app. We're going to have a few news stories on the app every now and again. There's also opportunity to find jobs and interns on this app. So as we grow, business owners can put this information, send it to us, and we'll make sure that it's on the app. How you can help is by getting listed. If you are not a business owner, then share the information with people who are business owners. Share the information with your neighbor who is not a business owner, but they're looking for services or products. They might be looking to use a new hair product or a new shea butter or a moisture product. We have clothing designers on our app. We have a company that sells amazing socks. So if you're looking for socks, instead of going to your local store of choice, go on our mobile app and purchase socks from a Black-owned business. So right now we're offering the opportunity for businesses to be listed at $10 a year. That means if you sign up today, it is $10 a year for the lifetime that you're a member of this directory. And you will receive all the benefits, which one of the benefits is that you can actually submit a press release, an article, a biography, a story for the Black Business Magazine. So the DMV Black Business Magazine, the Black DMV Magazine. The Black DMV Magazine, that's the website, blackdmvmagazine.com. It highlights the stories of these businesses, but it also has stories and articles about finance and fitness and how to own a business. And the best part about it is a lot of these articles are written by the business owners in the VA Black Business Directory. So it all kind of comes around and connects itself to educate the community, to network with one another, and to start to help this entire community together build wealth.
I am so excited. I really am so, and I'm not just saying that. I really am so excited because it is such a great opportunity for us to be synergistic and deliberate in our spending and purposeful in helping each other to grow. I mean, Kwanzaa all year long, everybody. You know what I mean? I'm serious. Them Kwanzaa principles are for real. I really love that. And I'm glad that you mentioned the DMV Black Business Directory. It's the DMV Black Business Directory, right?
Well, it's the VA Black Business Directory because that's how the name originally started.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at the magazine.
The magazine is the Black DMV magazine. So we did make sure that when we started this magazine, we had the word DMV in there.
Okay. And you got the word black too. I like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we have to support each other. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I tell folk, I said, it's not that I don't like you or I don't want to support you, but my community needs my support. And what I think that is so, you know, unfortunate for us is that we have to say that. Other communities, I don't feel have to say that, but we have to say that. And I just think that that's something that we can and will, you know, do and be better about. Before I let you go, though, I'd like for you to tell us how we can contact you to get more information and to learn more about these wonderful projects.
Well, you can contact me through the website for the VABBD. The website is www.vablackbusinessdirectory.com. Or you can contact me through Facebook or Instagram. Both platforms have the same names as well, VA Black Business Directory. I am more than happy to speak with anyone and answer any questions and give you information and as well tell you how you can maximize your profit as a business owner or a leader in the community. Because I did want to add, which I did forget to add, we also have a political resource section in this directory. So what that means is if you're trying to find out who your local politician is, who your local leadership is, you will be able to come to the directory and find out who that is. And these leaders have elected and given their permission to be listed in this directory. So this is not just a search and say, hey, let's add people. We have these delegates listed and they're saying, yes, I want to be a part of this.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, I thank you for that information. I thank you for all that you're doing, and I hope to have you back on the show again. I really do. I just want to say in closing that what they're doing is so important, and it's so important that we get behind it and we support it and we help to grow our own economy, that every time you invest in a Black business, you invest in a Black community, you invest in a Black child, and we really need to be more about that. So I'm happy that this has come about. I'm excited that we can help each other as we go forward. I'm excited about the synergistic relationships. And I don't know if y'all missed it, but she said that, I mean, basically getting in on ground level with the directories is going to be your best bet. Because I think you said, did you say lifetime?
Yes. Yes. So if you're in now for the $10 a year, we are not going to increase your price. Now, later on down the line, when that price does increase to become a member, that's going to be for the new people. So if you want to get in now at the $10 a year option.
And I'm going to tell you, we need to take that option because this is the next best thing and we get to be ahead of it. So I will be promoting it on my social media pages, and you will see my ads coming in soon once I sit down, because you can put you, I can put my ad in three different categories. And so I want to make sure that I'm strategic about it. I want to take my time because this here is the next best thing. And the app just is icing on the cake. Until next time, I just want to thank everybody for listening. And I'd like to give a shout out to my main man, Darryl Spears of Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio. He produces this podcast, and I just cannot thank him enough. Like I said, you have no idea the rough stuff I send him, but I appreciate that. And I appreciate his contribution to the Black community and how he allows us through podcasts to get our voices heard and to get the information out there that people can access it any time of the day that they want. So please do be sure to tune into this podcast and others that are produced by Elite Conversations. As always, in the meantime, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair Business. I'll see y'all next time. Thanks for listening.